on the upcoming production of Little Shop of Horrors at Penobscot Theatre Company in Bangor. We are joined by Olivia Miller. Hello, Olivia.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. And Eric Byers. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
They are Audrey and Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors, the classic musical wrapping up the 50th season at Penobscot Theatre Company. And so great to have you in town, Olivia. You're telling me your first appearance at this northern outpost here.
Yes. I have never been farther north than Portland in Maine. I'm from the Boston area originally, so I have come into Maine for the beaches and the lobster rolls, but this is definitely the farthest up I've been.
And Erica, homecoming for you, a local guy, grew up in the Bangor area, went to Herman High School, but back, and a graduate of the Dramatic Academy at Penobscot Theatre Company, but now headlining a main stage show. How's that feel?
It's incredible. Yeah, my first show with Dramatic Academy was Les Mis with Ben Lehman, who's playing Mr. Mushnick in this production. That was kind of my first experience in professional theater. Did my first show after that at Penobscot doing Mamma Mia, and now I'm back. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, the show we were talking about, Olivia, while we were in the break here, it's such a well-known show. Everybody loves Little Shop. But at the same time, does that create some expectations because people have seen the movie or they've seen the play? How difficult is it to say, look, I want to carve out my own take on this part that everybody knows and loves?
I mean, I think the expectations are to have a good time just because it is such a great show. But I also think that it is the most foolproof musical. Like, it's built so perfectly that you can really slot yourself into it. And so I think no matter what choices you're making or what people you have in the cast, you're guaranteed to have a good time no matter what, even if it doesn't feel exactly the way that you saw in the movie or exactly the version that you saw off Broadway or whatever. I just think that the show's bones are so good that it's just so fun to slot into it, regardless of whatever preconceived notions you have of the characters and what you've seen before.
And of course, it brings together so many elements of theater. The music is great. The roles are so juicy and so much fun. Great scenery. And then working with those puppets, those plants, and the live people occasionally inside them, it just brings so many elements of theater together.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, we have four iterations of Audrey 2. One of my favorite parts in the show is when Act 2 opens up, you see the final kind of iteration of Audrey, and it is massive. It takes up the majority of our stage, and it has been kind of an interesting opportunity to, like, work around that. Yeah.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, if you've, you were out of town for the last 30 years and don't know what the show is about, tell us a bit about Seymour Krelborn and how you approach that
part. Yeah. So Seymour is kind of this dejected kid working under Mr. Mushnick in his flower shop. The one other coworker is Audrey, who Seymour pines for. And we kind of see, you know, people probably don't think of Seymour as this, but to me, it's kind of a coming of age. Like, first time Seymour's, like, in love and expressing that love. And first time, you know, success and money is coming to Seymour. And he's kind of coming into his own and trying to navigate that with the help of this plant that all of a sudden brings business to Mr. Mushnick's flower shop. But things go a little south when Seymour...
Just a little.
Just a little. Seymour learns that the plant, you know, its success and thriving is based off of not water or sun, but a more sinister thirst, that being blood.
A more sinister thirst.
Yeah. So once we realize that, it's kind of, you know, then Seymour's in this position of what am I willing to do? What am I willing to sacrifice to protect Audrey from maybe some other characters in the show, and what are we willing to do to get out of our situation that is living in Skid Row, which is this kind of terrible, you know, poor place to live.
And for Audrey, again, working, but also when we first meet her, involved in not the healthiest relationship with Dr. Oren Scrivello.
Yes, DDS. Audrey's in an abusive relationship. She comes from a very impoverished economic background, as do most of the characters in this show. And so part of her survival is a little bit dependent on Oren's economic means. And so, you know, there are a lot of reasons why abused partners stay in the relationships that they're in. And I think for Audrey, a main one is economic stability. And that's something that Matt Hawkins, our director, has really encouraged us to tease out in this particular production, is the economic devastation that all of these characters are facing and how that drives a lot of their choices for better or for worse.
Well, let's talk about Matt. How has he been to work with so far?
He's so fun.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a very game director. I feel like he is very open to just trying new things and letting us make proposals, and then he responds to them. And so, especially to your point about this is an iconic show and a lot of people come in with expectations, I think his approach has been really great in the sense of he's really emphasized bring yourself, bring your choices, bring the things that you want to look at, and I will let you know if it's landing in an interesting way or if it's landing in a way that we could pursue in a more effective way. And so it's been really great to collaborate in that way with him.
And that big stage, you know it well, and that's a tough stage to fill for some shows, but the Bangor Opera House stage seems ideal for this show.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think there's just enough space for the flower shop and Skid Row, just enough.
The puppets, oh my God, they take up so much. We were joking, every single puppet. So speaking of expectations, my expectations were that the puppets would be maybe, what is it, 50% small, each one 50% smaller than they actually are. So these are the most massive Audrey plant puppets I've ever seen. So they really fill the stage.
We did anticipate bringing it in the front, and that proved not possible. So they had to open up the back to bring in the final iteration of Audrey.
But by the end of the play, as we know, parts of Audrey too sort of make their way beyond the stage and perhaps out even into the house. You have to be careful when you're there, right?
Yes. Yes, you do. Yeah.
Well, it's so much fun. And so, you mentioned iconic play, but also some great iconic songs, some show-stopping songs. I'll ask you each this. Is there a favorite song for you to perform?
I think Get It is really fun. I get to sing with the plant for the first time, and it's fueled by this really intense energy that feels kind of rock and roll, and I get to riff and with the plant, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What about for you, Olivia?
I really like singing the opening number with everybody.
Skid Row,
yeah,
downtown?
Skid Row.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's beautiful. It's fun that everyone kind of gets their own moments to shine, and then, I don't know, the cast has such a great ensemble sound together, so I always feel very powerful singing the very end with everybody. And I don't know, is it the it's one of the few times that I think we're all singing except for the finale.
Yeah,
but I don't like singing the finale as much. It's much higher for me.
Well, I can't wait to see the show. Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend. You've got some previews coming up as well. For tickets and information, you can call the theater, 942-3333. Visit online at penobscottheater.org or just stop into the historic Bangor Opera House. Tickets are already going fast. There are going to be some sellouts of this. It's so much fun. Can't wait to see both of you and the rest of this talented cast break legs. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From Penobscot Theater Company's production of Little Shop of Horrors, Olivia Miller, Eric Byers with us here on Downtown.